I said to chop it so that we don't continue our blabberings.
Okay, this is blog number one. We've just decided.
No, it's blog number two.
Okay, blog number two. Blog
you said number two.
It'd be a good group, guys.
Article number one.
Yeah, we need to replay that.
Yeah.
We could do a Muppet version of Bush.
I've got puppet. No peas.
Cookies.
Oh dear. We've made it. We've got it. We've got so much to be dramaturgical about.
The reason we did it for Muppets is because Voice Chip from Muppets.
Oh no, that's Miley Cyrus.
Jim visited me in my sleep. He told me.
By the way, if I cough when I'm laughing, it means you've made me laugh quite a lot.
Oh good.
Yeah, just a few times. Even when I haven't got a cough on, I'll even start coughing.
If I go silent and look like someone's punched me in the stomach, that's usually because I'm laughing.
Okay.
Or because I'm dying.
Punched him in the stomach, it's like this.
Yeah!
Do it.
And everyone listen.
Excuse me, let's have a drama unitation.
That
help me out.
It is now.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Wordsmith. Older and more wicked than ever.
Right, in a couple of minutes you're going to be able to talk to the rest of the class about what you've decided in short dramaturgical ideas.
Okay. What was the name?
Peas and Morning.
Yeah.
Precisely.
It's like a pub quiz name,
isn't
it?
Yes,
it is. I'm about to be ridiculous.
Does anyone want to take any roles right now?
Well, Wojciech's going. I'll do that.
Great bit.
Shall we all get together with a copy of the play?
And do a read.
When's this? Oh, I've got it.
You've got.
Oh yeah, I just need to let you all know. But it's only like a few lessons, but I'm sure you'll be all right with that. I'm in Poland from the 4th to the 14th.
Would you have any particular role in mind if it's not acting? Because of course you haven't read the film play. Is there any?
I'd like to act, but direct. But then.
But I meant like anything like, would you want a particular costume or
whatever? Oh, do something. I'll do like something.
We will all have something. Yeah, but before you go away, is there anything you want to do?
Sorry,
what did you say?
I said that I could easily get sound as well as anything else.
I wasn't criticising you. Look
Jimmy!
What did you say?
I'm just beside the block.
Who's got the trailer?
There it is. I'll
see if I can find it.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it.
I'm so fucking.
Have you got it on there?
I don't know, mate.
Oh, I've got it.
How much does it cost?
Pay me, God. I've got anything. You
know. Let him play with you.
Right, four chips.
No, fuck it.
Characters are. Whatever you're called. Everyone, there is a lot of hearts, so everyone will be back.
Everyone's going to get.
How long is this supposed to be?
I don't know.
15.
Mark.
For the work in progress, it's 10 to 15
not
minutes.
Long.
Yeah. It's not. Where's it going from?
What are you doing? Do we have to cut it?
Yeah, really.
It's just that.
Well, no, but.
Well, no. Oh, it's only 15 minutes, so yeah, it's not that.
Right, there's Wojciech, Captain. Andre.
Andre the Giant.
Old man with hurdy-gurdy. A Baker, Drum Major, Sergeant, Showman, Doctor, Jew, Carl, the idiot, and the landlord, two apprentices. Yeah. Two men.
Just wondering how long it needs to be.
15 minutes.
Ah, but remember, you're only going to be doing the work in progress at the end.
We'll be with you next semester as well.
No, it's me.
It was changed back to continuity.
And then your women are Marie, Margaret,
so you stay in the same group.
Okay, so as a working so progress, would it be a rough version?
Which is good. Well, no, there's
like, well, a section of it that's quite nicely done, and then like next time we'll do the rest of it and then do it as a whole.
Yeah, it's up to you. You could show fragments.
It's fragmented.
Or you could work intensively on one little bit and make that sort of really good, or give sample bits. It's up to you.
Okay, alright.
But obviously, for the final thing, the bar is raised.
Pretty much all of it. Okay.
So, well, it will be all of it for the final thing. It's easier to play.
Massively long, is it?
No.
What I could do as well, if it's not that long, is scan it onto the computer. Not for printing purposes. And then put it on the big screen I've got to you. So we can all sit around. I know, right? I'm so cool. I am a little bit.
You can get this one.
This is why you're
an expert. Is it free?
Oh,
right. I'm just going to look.
Is it on Project Gutenberg? I think it might be free.
Is it?
Anyone thinking about part of the weekend? Guys?
I think we don't know it yet.
So we should. Tell us why you think you have a beard.
Oh no,
I have a beard.
What do you think you're?
You're in.
I also like peas.
And I can do this.
Yes, anyone just like peas? Because that would be a
I
huge
really problem. Like peas.
I do.
I hate peas.
Okay.
He's out.
That's one.
Damn you, taste for this.
Hey mate, don't want to change it too quickly, so you
and then plays it, like,
I wouldn't mind them, but I'm not sure.
There I am again.
I just use that as a throwing that out there. I know, like, when on my way, it's a bit.
I think the chemistry has been working already.
I've got a good feeling. I have as well.
It's a good group there.
Yeah.
Well, Jem, will you follow me?
I'm not having another one.
You two.
He got a discount from his Mrs. Plum.
That was good then.
Oh, your hat was
missing. Yeah, I'm not stupid.
I don't know. I knew the name, not her.
I think Jimmy's dad's a devil.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy's what? Should we sit down?
Jimmy's dad.
That's the point.
Okay, that was a very useful size, I think. I'm really pleased with the decisions that you've made. So let's go around and hear very briefly from each group what their initial ideas, what they've chosen to do and what their initial dramaturgical ideas are going to be. So should we start with you four?
We're going to do like the life of Bushner, and then part way through like have like maybe 2 minute excerpts from some of his plays as kind of, and so you can draw links from his own life as to where he might have got the inspiration for the plays that he wrote. So it's kind of being in his mind.
We're going to do it.
Being John Malkovich is our inspiration.
So we're going to run it backwards.
Oh yeah.
So it starts with his death, and then we run it backwards.
Being John Malkovich is played by the same guy who directed Eternal Sunshine. Another kind of really surreal thing, isn't it? But I like that surreal concept. It's really good and very much fit with the expressionism and the surrealism work. Brilliant. Love that choice. Right, then what about Rachel's work?
We're doing Wojciech. You know, what did we decide? We decided we talked about a lot of things and how we could possibly sort of change the ending, maybe, and mess around with like the order of the scenes.
We're going to get quite creative with what we can do.
We
like modernise it, perhaps, was an option.
Yeah.
Make it contemporary as well, possibly related to like maybe the war that's going on at the moment and all that. So,
that's
soldier
coming out from.
Yeah.
Perhaps we could get a modern military uniform.
Yeah.
I
quite like the idea of the promenade thing.
Mm.
That's a possibility. But then if it's already advertised, it's going to be on LPAC then.
No, but
well, I guess
we could
do promenade
in
take somewhere else.
And which could end up on the stage.
Yeah.
The company, the link that I gave you, that I'm going to send you on your sheet, the Medea TV company, the Medea. Oh god, it's complicated. They're three companies that work together. But the company that made the All Night and the Day, they tend to work site specific. And their next project is going to be Wojciech. And they're going to do it in 2012 in a car park in the Olympic site in East London. It's going to be one of those multi story car parks on different levels. So I think that idea of promenade of Wojciech does work really well. You know, clearly other people are getting similar ideas as you. Brilliant. And our third group, Aaron. No, sorry, James. James.
It's never going to win, is it?
We're doing
the same person.
The Anson Lenner. And we discovered that the plays are very long. So what we're thinking is doing it, put in some physical theatre and maybe some dance and a bit of music in to spread it out a little bit.
We haven't read it, but we've seems like a very fun play and a lot of, I don't know, a lot of energy, and we wanted to make it some kind of big, not big, there's only five of us, same thing as the essence we smell. Some kind of little mini spectacular of our own, like put on a little, pop a little show with it, make it all a mix of different styles and, like I said, with the music and physicality.
Does anybody here, I think that's a really good idea, and also the other thing I thought was interesting about your group was you were talking about not doing the big modernisation project, actually trying to keep some of it as quite period, which I think would be really good in terms of what everyone else is doing to give us some variety. Does anybody here play any musical instruments?
Well, a flute.
Okay, what else?
Guitar.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Hey, drums a little bit.
A little bit of didgeridoo.
It's theremin. I don't actually own one.
Oh, shit.
Is that the magnet thing? I want one.
Yes, I can.
Does anybody sing?
Yeah.
You have singers?
Yeah.
Great. Because I think, in terms of adding music, you can think about creating music like I was doing the other day, just bringing in good soundtracks for it. But also, if you have people who've got good voices, or can play instruments, getting those as part of the ensemble is a really good way of creating a new dramaturgy for the production as well. So try to use your own talents and skills. But that was a really good session today. I think we achieved all of the aims, despite the technical mess at the beginning. And tonight I'm going to go home, I'm going to attach you to the three blogs, and I'll email you to let you know so you can start. Good work today.
There's Thomas then as well.
I've
Thomas, yeah.
I've
yeah.
attached
Thomas.
Thomas.
It could make some really eerie sounds.
Thank you very much.
It's out, it's a very good session. Like, when he skips it out, just into pieces, like, ah!
Next week, we have.